This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Later this hour, a look at small business in America and the astounding success of small local breweries. We'll also have a conversation with the author of the Barbecue Bible, Stephen Reichlin, about his latest book, Project Fire, in advance of an appearance here in Fort Myers in 2 weeks. But first, a group of 32 community partners in Sarasota County are teaming up to strengthen prenatal care and early childhood development services in the county. It's called the First 1,000 Days. It's part of a broader statewide effort called First 1,000 Days Florida. Sarasota County is the first local affiliate. The idea is driven by the fact that 52% of babies born in the county last year were born into families living in poverty, and 80% of brain development happens before a child's second birthday. So getting families connected to the right services early on is crucial. The effort, which officially launched last week, is being led by the Charles and Marjorie Baransik Foundation, and it's being facilitated by the former director of the Florida Department of Health in Sarasota County, Bill Little. We're joined now by Kelly Romanoff. She is the project's manager for the foundation, and she joins us by phone from her office in Sarasota. Kelly, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, good afternoon, Julie.
We're talking about a new pilot project in Sarasota County that aims to connect families in need to early childhood development services. It's called the First 1,000 Days. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So first, Kelly, tell me a little bit about the foundation and how it got involved with this 1,000-day project.
My pleasure. Chuck and Margie Baransik established the Charles and Marjorie Baransik Foundation in 2014, and one of their many passions is helping children and families. And we began asking the question, how do we help parents be their child's first and best teacher? And we thought, well, that really begins at prenatal care and when the baby is born. So we went to Sarasota Memorial Hospital, which is the only birthing hospital here in Sarasota County. And when we learned that half of the babies go home to families who are financially struggling, and heard from some of the nurses about the conditions with which they discharge mothers and babies, we said as a community of nonprofits and philanthropists, we have these high-quality programs and services. Why aren't we able to connect with these families? Why aren't we seeing them show up in our clinics and in our preschools? And that is what spurred First 1,000 Days Sarasota County, to bring us all together to better increase access to care for those who need it most.
So there's kind of a disconnect. There are people who need help for their newborns, but they may not know how to find it, where to get it, and they don't know where exactly it's offered?
Correct. Oftentimes, they haven't reached out to the broader community to ask for help. Those who are the highest risk, highest need, are on the fringes of society. We've all heard stories and can imagine the hardships that they are under. And then you layer that financial hardship with the hardship of raising an infant. And they don't just have time to say, okay, I'll make 10 calls today and go visit all of these different places to get the care I need. Their resources are so limited that we need to extend ourselves more into their world and say, we are here, there is no judgment, there is no shame, regardless of circumstance, there are services to help you. Because in helping the parent, we're accessing and helping the child. And as you mentioned in the introduction, the brain development that occurs when the child is being in the prenatal period and when the child is born, that brain development is essential to that lifelong well-being of that individual. So we will go through the parent to access and care for the baby to the best of our abilities.
So, I mean, we're talking about 52% of babies in the county there being born into a poverty type of situation. So it's not just, you know, maybe fringe. It's also some, you know, working people who are kind of spread too thin. I mean, it's kind of hard to make an incredible living for a lot of people. It's not necessarily only fringe.
Correct. Sometimes our most vulnerable are the working poor.
And there are people that do not have time to make 10 phone calls to try to line up, you know, daycare or something.
I know I certainly don't. Do you?
No, I don't. You know, it's just hard to even just find a doctor who can get you in with the wait list and making sure your insurance. I mean, it's really a kind of a full-time job. So what you're going to be doing, not you personally, but what this organization is going to be doing with the First 1,000 Days, how are they going to be able to make that easier? Is there going to be like a central repository for information or people that can, I don't know, serve as maybe traffic cops in the information superhighway there?
That's correct. As we self-examined our system of care for mothers and babies and families, we realized that there were many barriers, and it really was a maze of resources. So the best way that we have identified to create a coordinated system and to remove the complexities of the maze is to put patient navigators at the hospital to identify families in need at the time of birth. And they will then handhold and offer a very high level of customer service to that family to say, here are the resources that are of service to you. They are available. I will help introduce you, and I will stay connected to you through your child's developmental stages.
It's almost like a concierge care kind of thing, like that you're seeing at the opposite end of the spectrum.
Correct, or a very similar model that you are seeing more within cancer patient care.
Mm-hmm. So now, is this part of this is a statewide project that is now being localized at Sarasota as a pilot?
We are affiliated with First 1000 Days Florida, which is a statewide coalition, and they are all also about the first 1,000 days of life. Sarasota County is independent from, but closely connected to, the statewide affiliate. We are proudly the first community to come together in this organized fashion that is saying we want to be connected at the statewide level to move forward policy and to really ring the bell on behalf of families and children in need.
Does that have a lot to do with the Charles and Marjorie Baranczyk Foundation?
I think so. It's a proper role for a foundation to play to convene those who are doing the good work and say, we know that day in and day out you are dealing with clients, you are under resource constraints yourself, either through fundraising or government contracts, and how can we help give you the time and the space to step away from your day-to-day work and think strategically about the system and the broader picture? And we have been leading that conversation for over a year and a half, and it's been a real pleasure to be immersed in early childhood development and the importance of prenatal care. And we're just so thankful to our 32 partners for allowing us to be part of their work and to lead to this better systems improvement.
So I don't want you to list all the 32 partner organizations, although I'm sure they do deserve tons of credit. But I want to know kind of what kind of partners are you talking about? Are you talking about physicians or organizations or daycares?
All of it. All of it. So if anyone wants to see the list and learn more, they can go to baranczykfoundation.org. But the partners are, think of any spectrum of need that a family may have, whether or not it's shelter, food, safety, mental health, substance abuse, child care, cognitive or behavioral screenings, definitely doctors, private practice pediatricians, our public health department. We have an open door at First 1000 Days Sarasota County, so if anyone's hearing this and thinks, hey, I know an organization that should be a part of the initiative, please have them contact us. We believe the more the merrier, and we are all doing work on behalf of these families and are looking to coordinate our efforts.
So how long has the First 1000 Days pilot project been running?
The pilot will actually begin this fall. We've been in planning and strategizing phase for the last year and a half, launching in April to the community, and thank you for the opportunity to come on and speak to our work. And then in the fall, we'll be hiring the patient navigators at Sarasota Memorial Hospital. And the other aspect is an outreach and education campaign to put forward to those clients who don't know about the services available to them or have said, you know, I don't want to call because I've got enough judgment and shame in my life, and I don't want them to take, you know, my child away. I don't want them to tell me that I'm a bad parent, or for whatever barrier is holding them back from accessing care, we will be reaching out to them with a three-year pilot of consistent messaging that says these services are here to help you. So that will all begin this fall, and what we are doing over the summer is fundraising. We're looking to raise $1 million for the three-year pilot of the patient navigator and outreach campaign. And I just want to make a note that a question that I often get is, well, gee, couldn't Baranczyk Foundation just fund this? You guys have millions of dollars. Why couldn't you just do the $1 million? We are inviting the community to participate in this work, and we think that it is far more impactful if others come in and say, we too believe in early childhood development. We too believe in prenatal care, and to give everybody an opportunity to support the good work of our community.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about a new effort in Sarasota County. It's called the First 1,000 Days. It's comprised of currently 32 community partners, but open to more. They're all joining forces to provide prenatal and early childhood development services to families in need. Last year, 52% of babies born in Sarasota County were born into families living in poverty. My guest is Kelly Romanoff. She is the projects manager for the Charles and Marjorie Baranczyk Foundation, which is leading this effort. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we are at WGCU, using the hashtag of GCL. So, Kelly Romanoff, we talked a little bit about the 52% of babies born in Sarasota County, born into families living in poverty. Is it possible that maybe some of these parents, maybe some of these, you know, moms might not consider themselves to be people who are living in poverty because they are the working poor and they may not feel that they maybe even qualify for any of this type of assistance?
I think you're correct in that assessment. So for some, the term poverty is a very strict definition. There's a federal poverty line. There are certain percentages and qualification points. So perhaps the best way to say it is those who are financially struggling, those who are having to make the decision between diapers or fresh produce, those who at the end of the month are saying, okay, I have five more days until my next paycheck is coming in. So they are not necessarily completely. They have a high level of self-sufficiency, but it's just not enough to maybe get them to all of the resources they need. So, yes, I would agree with you that the working poor are certainly in this category and sometimes the most vulnerable.
It also kind of fluctuates, too, with the service industry situation that we have here and people who work in tourism, which is a big driver for the economy around here. I mean, summertime, people can be completely in poverty, and then, you know, come February, they're not.
That's a very astute observation and a quick story. One time we were at a board retreat and we were talking about the Campaign Against Summer Hunger, which is a program of All Face Food Bank, one of the partners in First 1,000 Days. And a gentleman was telling us about hunger statistics and the economy and the needs of families. And there was a server that was in the banquet room. And at the very end, we were doing questions. And he came up to the front and he said, I just have to raise my hand and say, I am the family you are talking about. Over the summer, my son and I struggle to put food on our table because of the seasonal business I am in. And it was just a really humbling realization that, you know, you don't necessarily see poverty. It's all around us. You don't know what someone's bank account is. You don't know what struggles they're under. And for us all to be a bit more mindful and compassionate about the needs of our neighbors.
Well, and these are neighbors who are going to work looking great because they're presenting themselves to tourists, for example, and then you don't know what they're going home to and what they're dealing with.
Correct. Or they're in your doctor's office. They're the ones that are in the nursing scrubs.
Yeah, exactly.
You see them all over.
That's true. And plus, with the cost of housing, there's not a whole lot of affordable housing around. So it makes it a big stretch. Even if they may have a decent salary, with the lack of affordable housing around here, it still makes it difficult for a lot of people who are working very hard.
Correct.
So what does the former director of the Florida Department of Health in Sarasota County, Bill Little, what's his role going to be?
Bill has been our wise facilitator. He's a wonderful strategist. He knows policy, he knows funding sources, he knows the people that are doing the work, and he is just a very well-respected professional, retired professional here in Sarasota County, and we thought he was perfect for this project, and he has led us through the mission, vision, shared values, surveying of resources, and then development of strategies for First 1,000 Days. He's been an incredible team leader, and we're just really thankful for Bill's expertise.
So we're currently at the point where you're talking to people about the work that you've done up to now, which has been a year and a half in the making, strategizing and getting things going. Then over the summer, you're going to be going into fundraising mode to get this patient navigator kind of a position to get that funded. And that would be funded then for 3 years. But this is going to be open to people to, you know, see if they can obtain some of this type of guidance. That's going to be opening up to the general public come this fall, is what you're aiming for?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that'll be this autumn. And then at the end of 3 years, with the fundraising that you have in place with that model, if it's successful, what happens next?
We are hiring an independent evaluator to assess the patient navigator program. And our goal is to understand, did it work? Were we able to access more women and help them receive prenatal care, reduce the number of walk-ins that are coming into our hospital, increase services for early childhood development. So we'll be evaluating and monitoring this very closely, growing as learning and going as we grow the pilot. So the hope would be that it's wildly successful. Our birth weight data would show that. Our walk-in data would show that. Our clientele who are receiving services, we would see an increase in numbers. So if that proves true, then we will look to sustain the efforts past the three-year period.
Uh-huh. And do you feel like the name of this program might also kind of help spur people to action? The first 1,000 days, it's really striking how critical those days are, but you may not think about it all the time. But just having that name out there in front of people may cause mothers and families to maybe rally around that newborn baby a little bit more readily.
We believe so. And as with our outreach and education campaign, targeting those high-risk, high-need clients, there's also an element of just general public education and awareness. So we appreciate the opportunity to come on your program today and tell the story. When a baby is born, they have all the neurons in their brain that they will ever have, and they begin to connect at a rate of 1 million per second. By the age of 5, when a child goes off to kindergarten, 90% of their brain is developed. We have to start working with that child immediately in order to maximize their development and wellness in life.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for talking with me. That's all the time we have for this part of the show. Thanks so much, Kelly Romanoff. She's a projects manager for the Charles and Marjorie Baranczyk Foundation, which is leading the first 1,000 days pilot project in Sarasota County. Kelly, thanks so much, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, it's Small Business Week. We're joined by a man whose goal in life is to encourage people to shop local in order to make communities stronger. I'm Julie Glenn, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.